We dance once a week. Well, the ladies dance once a week. I dance twice because we do it on a Monday and Tuesday. And we dance in a community hall and we dance for probably an hour. We have a tea break.
And why dancing? Is it something to keep the old ladies occupied or is just something that you like doing?
Well, I love dancing and I saw a notice in our local paper about a course for leading dance with older people. So I went to applied and was accepted, and then I set the dance classes up and they've escalated and people love it. They would have me working full time if I could, but I'm supposed to be retired. I'm 69 and I don't want to work every day, but if I was younger, I certainly would.
From your own experience, what challenges do you face as you grow older?
I think as you grow older, and because I'm widowed too, you wonder if you're going to manage. And there's always the fear of Alzheimer's dementia. And that's something that does affect you. But most of the time, I don't worry. And I think of all the positive things, that life is good. We live in, can I say, a wonderful world? It is a wonderful world, except for some of the people that live here, and we've got wars and things. But on the whole, I think life is good and we should embrace everything. And I'd love to see people look to the older people and appreciate that they're not grumpy old men and women. They're people just like them. Even though I'm 69 and I'm looking older, I'm still 17 inside. I'm still that person that first developed into an adult.
From among the members of your group, are there those who find living as an older person more challenging?
Oh gosh, yes, quite a few of them. But to come and dance in the class, it enables them to make friends and to move their bodies. And of course, with dancing, you've got to remember the steps and remember what you're doing. And so you're exercising the mind as well.
What would you like to see the society do to embrace people as they get older rather than just shunting them to the peripheries of society?
I think we need to have an understanding with each other more. And even in the UK, I don't know whether I should be saying this, but I've noticed people sort of look at you sometimes as if you're a nuisance. And that's not kind. We're all here on this earth and we should respect one another no matter what age they are. And the same applies to older people because some of them aren't always kind and get irritated by the young. We just need to have a little more respect for each other.
Is it more challenging for women comparing with men? From your experience, who finds more challenge or is it easier?
I would say men find it more challenging, and I'd love to have got a class for men. But because I'm so busy anyway, I don't have the time. But I think a man doesn't necessarily go out and mix in the same way, unless he's part of a golf club or something like that. They don't have the opportunities. We've had feminism and all these rights for women, but I think we should think of the men as well. There's some very lonely men about.
Should people fear growing old?
No, certainly not. I love being the age I am. I love life, and life is for living, and you've got to grab every moment. I watched my husband suffer and die, sadly, of cancer, and it made me realise how precious life is, and we've just got to live it and love it.